This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Hillary Clinton defended a path to citizenship for 11 million immigrants and promised, as president, to take executive action more broadly than President Obama has to defer the deportations of those who have strong bonds to the community through family and work. She also promised to make conditions more humane for immigrant detainees. San Francisco District Attorney announced he was expanding the investigation of that city's police and sheriff's department to examine whether those agencies have a deep-seated culture of systemic bias that has led to unlawful arrests or prosecutions. Johnson & Johnson's, the drug company, has appointed a nationally known bioethicist to create a panel that will make decisions about patients' requests for potentially life-saving medicine, responding to an emotional debate over whether companies should allow desperately ill people to have access to the drugs before they are finally approved. After analyzing how 10.1 million of the most partisan Americans use Facebook and navigating the site over a six-month period last year, researchers found that people's networks of friends and the stories they see, in fact, are skewed towards their ideological preferences, but that effect is more limited than the worst case some theorists have predicted, in which people would see almost no information from the other side. The share of highly educated women who are childless into their mid-40s has fallen. Decline is steepest among women in their 40s who have an MD or PhD. Last year, 20% reported having no children, compared with 35% in 1994. Among those who have a master's degree or higher, 22% are childless, down from 30% in 1994. Florida's Governor Rick Scott created a commission on health care and hospital funding to investigate how hospitals use taxpayer funding, including political donations, lobbying efforts, quality, and cost of care. A huge range of issues apparently meant to intimidate hospitals. Why? Because the hospitals have been staunch supporters of Medicaid expansion and have lobbied for it. Crazy? Yes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.